She is an occupational health educator and advocate and specializes in curriculum development, serving workers in low wages, and comes to us from the University of Illinois School of Public Health in Chicago. So thank you very much for coming.
Hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to be here on behalf of our wonderful research team to talk about an ergonomics project that we did with home care workers in 2012. No disclosures. We want to dedicate this talk to the memory of Evelyn Koch, who was a home care worker who fought for minimum wage and overtime pay for home care workers. Her case went to the Supreme Court, and the fruits of her effort are finally going to be realized next year. There will be overtime protection. Approximately 2 million personal care aides and home health aides work in the home care industry. Their numbers are expected to increase by almost 50% by 2022. What do home care workers do? They are the frontline workers who help elderly and people with disabilities living at home to manage their health status and or to assist them with the daily tasks of life. Home health aides may provide some medically related services as shown in italics here, but there can be overlap between the two jobs, between a home healthcare person and a personal care aide, depending on the client's status and the particular situation. This is Muriel, a home care worker in Chicago. Some years ago, our program at UIC made a video about Muriel's workday, which she narrates. And we're very sorry that we can't take the time to show it to you now. In fact, I'd just rather show you her presentation and not say anything else. But I encourage you to go to the Great Lakes Center website at UIC, and you can hear her talking about her workday and going through tasks. So here's some of the some images from the slideshow video and also from other sources. And if you were paying attention, the last speaker showed the same picture that I'm showing you on the right. Okay, musculoskeletal disorders have been noticed by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In the 90s, they actually published a study noticing that there were musculoskeletal disorders that were an issue in this workforce. And the incident rates for lost time MSDs reported by employers remains elevated. For home health aides, it's about 1/3 times the average for all industry, and for personal care aides, about twice the rate. Home care workers themselves have continued to identify back injuries and MSDs as a concern in both large quantitative studies, such as the National Home Health Aid Study, which is the third one down, and in quantitative studies using focus group and interview methods like the top one and the bottom one. Researchers have begun to investigate various dimensions of the ergonomic risks involved. Caregivers in institutional settings do not typically face some of these challenges. Early studies focused on forceful exertion and awkward postures involved in helping clients move unassisted. There are also behavioral risks which may be due in part to the client's health status, such as clients with Alzheimer's, clients who are alcoholics, or substance abusers. And there are environmental risks, such as working in cramped, awkward spaces, or cleaning a bathtub. Some of the more recent studies have focused on organizational issues, particularly inadequate training and lack of supervision. So, given the many challenges that home care workers face and the lack of resources, how do they do it? How do they manage? How do they perceive their risks? And what do they do to protect themselves? Our study sought to answers to this question. We at UIC have a long-standing relationship with Addis Healthcare and the Service Employees Union. Addis is an employer with more than 1,000 home care workers in Chicago and offices in 19 states. The SEIU represents, as you know, many thousands and thousands of health care workers. They represent 40,000 home care workers in Illinois, both home care and personal assistance. And over the last 12 years, we've done a number of projects with them using focus group model, which led to the development of peer-led training programs on bloodborne pathogens, slips and falls, chemical hazards, pandemic flu. And so they were receptive to working with us again. SEIU recruited 37 members to participate in one of four focus groups for this project. Participants were primarily female and African American. The average age was 43 years old. The groups included workers who were employed by an agency or like Addis, or were hired directly by the consumer, who were in some cases family members. Some served elderly clients, some worked with people with disabilities. Everybody in the group had at least 3 years' experience working with clients who had limited mobility. The focus group sessions were held at the Union Hall after work and lasted 1.5 to 2 hours. The workers were paid $15 an hour for their participation, and the union provided an evening meal. At the beginning of the session, participants were given a short demographic survey, which also included questions about whether they experienced pain in relation to their work. We then passed out a chart of caregiving tasks, which NIOSH researchers and others had previously identified as risky. We're just showing you a part of that. It was a four-page document. So participants reviewed the tasks on the chart and spoke about them. Both the demographic survey and the chart received IRB approval from UIC. And here's the part of the housekeeping task chart that we gave them to look at also. Okay, the results. I can go here. Home care tasks can be painful. Psychological stressors are implicated. The affective aspects of caregiving are linked to workers' perceptions of their caregiving abilities. How a home care worker interacts with their client may reduce their risk of injury. Assistive devices are a complicated mitigation strategy. Home care workers want more training regarding the client's health, and home care workers use self-devised problem-solving strategies for ergonomics. I don't have time, to go through all of these in detail, so we're going to talk briefly about 1 and 2 and focus mostly on 3 and 4. Our results confirm focus group studies conducted by others that housekeeping as well as caregiving tasks can be painful. Back injuries were most common. The riskiest caregiving tasks were assisting the client in and out of bed or the tub and assisting the client in lifting a wheelchair. The riskiest housekeeping tasks were cleaning the tub, cleaning the toilet, carrying grocery bags, and mopping the floor. Psychological stressors are implicated in the risk of back injuries and MSDs. Clients with limited mobility are understandably frightened that they may fall. And our groups told us that they also experience that fear when helping clients move. I'll give you a moment to read what they have to say in their own words. Some of the slides that follow are narrated by UIC staff who graciously agreed to help, and so you'll be hearing them speak in place of the participants, so, because we wanted to protect their privacy. The emotional strain may be especially difficult for providers whose clients are their family members. Uh-oh, is there a mouse? Just how?
Go up there and just,
Okay, just
a lot of times, like at night, when you be feeling these aches and pains, and it's just from the tension. My daughter is my client, and she's back at home now. She's 46, and she's back at home. She's tried several times to have her own apartment, but she can't do it, you know? She needs somebody. I get paid 3 hours a day for 7 days a week, but I'm with her for 24 hours. But it's just tense, like up and down the stairs. You be so tensed up because you don't want them to fall.
By definition, home care tasks are performed in the informal, personal space of the client's home. And one of the key roles of home care workers is to provide companionship as they assist clients in the intimate tasks of daily living performed over long periods. These tasks, by their nature, entail close physical contact as well as verbal and nonverbal communication. Because of the emotional labor involved in this intimate work, home care workers form bonds with their clients. The workers in this study reflected on their caregiving skills and their suitability for the profession as they described the instrumental tasks that they performed. Here's an example. Oh, wait a minute. No. Sorry about this, folks.
You have to
have a general caring spirit, a nurturing spirit. You have to be willing to accept, and if you're not willing to accept, that's the reason why everybody don't do home care. Everybody cannot be a CNA. Everybody cannot work child care, daycare, and whatever, because it takes a lot on you. It wears a lot on your mind and your body and your spirit and your soul. And if you don't have it, don't go into it.
Wait a minute, I'll just skip.
Okay.
I would like to be my helper.
So that...
Okay. So the instrumental and emotional aspects of caregiving become intertwined.
I'm compassionate, and I do it for all my clients because I get attached. They say, don't go in there and get attached, but it's... You're not human if you don't get attached. Can't help it, right? You know, something wrong with you. If you work with people year in and year out.
Right.
And don't have no love for them, something wrong with you.
Right.
Sorry. Home care workers interact with their clients may build client independence of movement. Some home care workers may act as coaches and cheerleaders, supporting clients' effort to do more for themselves. In so doing, they may be able to decrease clients' physical dependence on the worker.
You say when they kind of end up her bed, sometimes my mother get up and make her bed. You gotta give them a little bit of encouragement.
Oh yeah.
And woo-woo and high-fiving. Hello. Hot dog, ding dong. And they love that kind of stuff. They get really excited, you know, I'm gonna make it up tomorrow too. You know, they like all that.
Home care workers closely observe what clients can do, and they're aware of clients' frustrations and mood states in dealing with their limited mobility. Here, a home care worker illustrates how clients encouraging client independence of movement reduces her own risk of injury.
My client was impaired hearing and partially blind, and he had strokes. He could not move without a walker. And he would sit down on the couch, have a cup of, but getting up off the couch, I asked him, could he stand there? And I would walk in front of him and lift him that way. He put his hands on the walker and lifted himself up. So that alleviated my shoulders from the lifting and moving, and him to be more motivated too. It really was tearing away at him with those disabilities. I didn't want to take away anything that he wanted to help himself and kept his spirit up.
Home care workers in our study revealed very complex challenges in using assistive devices effectively, although that's what has been recommended in institutional settings. Equipment can be broken, the equipment may be inappropriately sized for the client, the equipment may not fit the space, the client may be unable, afraid, or unwilling to use it, and conversely, the client may be too dependent on equipment and not try to move independently. I'm going to have to skip a whole bunch of things, sorry. Focus group participants also wanted to know more about clients' health status, which would improve their caregiving skills. This passage is about a client who frequently experiences pain and gets IV treatment for it every few weeks. May I direct you to look at the text in bold? So here she's saying, what if we're taught, you know, music therapy, given a CD, given, you know, something for them to calm them down, to soothe them, for us to be taught a pain skill. Home care workers not only identified challenges, they devised solutions by themselves and shared tips with each other in the sessions about how to overcome problems. I don't have nearly enough time to talk about that in detail, but I'll just show you for a second. After discussing their own ideas, they reviewed a list of tips that have been generated in other focus group research, as shown in the pink column. Their suggestions mirrored the types of suggestions that you see here. And they did that for both housekeeping, caregiving, and housekeeping tasks. So our conclusions, home care workers remain at risk for back injuries and musculoskeletal disorders. The instrumental care tasks and effective relational aspects of care are inextricably intertwined. There is a relationship between psychological stressors and perceived ergonomic risks. How home care workers use observation, communication skills, life experience, and empathy to navigate the tasks of daily living with their clients, and in the process may reduce the risk of injury to themselves and the clients. They face a lot of challenges to do work safely, and in effect, they're really left in their own devices to manage as best they can. Some of them are able to leverage their empathic relationship with clients to encourage more independence of movement and thereby potentially reduce their risk of injury. But even with good communication skills and the best intentions, the conditions in the work environment and unpredictable and uncontrollable circumstances can occur, which are beyond their training and self-devised problem-solving strategies. So they continue to be placed at risk. With education on clients' health conditions, training in therapeutic skills, and the availability of easy-to-use and properly functioning assistive devices, home care workers suggest they could be more effective caregivers. In focus group research, one always has concerns about saturation. We conducted a fifth session for validation purposes, composed of two members of each of the four groups. In this session, we heard points that had been stated earlier and additional examples. A second issue, the study group was largely African-American females, We don't know whether other ethnic or racial groups would respond to their clients as these workers did, and this would be an interesting avenue to pursue. Union membership may be a variable as well. Research suggests that unionized home care workers feel more supportive and have more job satisfaction. Finally, it would be fascinating to know more about workers who care for relatives. We did present findings at a labor management meeting and ultimately developed an in-service that we did with 900 workers, which I have zero time to talk to you about, but maybe in the questions. And so, thank you. We want to thank our focus group participants for their insights and their wisdom, SEIU staff, Addis staff, our actresses at the UIC School of Public Health, our tech support genius over here, Lisa Duran, Lorraine Conroy and Linda Force for the supporting the study, and I really must acknowledge Sherry Barron and Laura Stock, who did brilliant, brilliant work on this issue 12 years ago. NIOSH for their support, and I would like to personally thank the team of home care workers in Florida who currently care for my 95-year-old mother, and without them, I wouldn't be standing here now. Thank you.